Hello, dear ones. May the Lord bless you all. I had gotten a rhema upon the day that when I had this encounter, and it says, "Accept the kingdom of God like a little child." Then, as I was listening to worship songs, there came at random an audio message, which was "Casual Day with Jesus in Heaven." It popped out at shuffle, which made me wonder, this is the second time he seems to bring this up. So I was thinking, Lord, are you wanting me to be with you? Using the sanctified imagination. Having Jesus, the monstrance, near me, I laid my head on the chair and just settled down and closed my eyes. I find myself sitting on a calm beach with pastel sand. The vast ocean waters before me were calm and peaceful. Jesus was with me at my right, sitting on the sand also. We stayed there in the presence of one another ever so calmly. I felt like a rose who enjoyed the warmth of the sun, soaking in the presence of my Jesus, cheerful and smiling while having my eyes closed. Words were not said then, just worship songs in the air. Suddenly, a cute turtle baby makes his way out of the water and passes between us. It was so cute as it emanated a cheerful energy of itself, seen in its beautiful bluish eyes, as it nodded its head in a greeting. It seems to be smiling, so little. Then, the gentle waves brought to shore some water glasses. It was strange seeing them there, but I picked it up and tried them on, and I looked at Jesus, who seemed amused seeing me with those funny shaped glasses. Then a song was playing now, and Jesus picked up to sing it along with me. How deep the Father's love for us. The way he sang, the gentle tone yet passionate about his Father. Who can sing like Jesus? I took up some lyrics and I sang, holding his hand as he listened and soaked in the moment before his tender eyes. As I finished the song, I had my eyes on his pierced hands. Holding his open hands into mine made this act of his love for me so real. His holds, right before my eyes. This image became so solid in me. They spoke loudly. His wounds, this act he did, even without words said. After some moments, I leaned on Jesus' left shoulder. As before us was now a nightly sky. We began gazing at the stars. It was a clean night sky, bright with many stars. I noticed Jesus points at one specific star, and he makes a move, and simultaneously to his moving of the hand, the star up in the sky began to move, following his movements. Descending on the horizon, passing through the calm nightly waters, making a trail on the water by its soft, fast flight, and the stars stopped before us, hovering gently right before our eyes now. I extended my hand, my left hand, and the star moved toward it. And I noticed some tiny legs of light landed on my hand, with little hands appearing from the light. It seemed like a tiny little fairy, but made me think a tiny little angel. And I wondered, is this even possible, that stars in heaven are like this? However, it was sweet to gaze at this little star. Sitting and hanging onto Jesus' arm, we gazed at the distant, bright light in the sky as it reflected light on the water. And I wondered, is there a moon in heaven, Lord? Thinking how it is said that the Lord will be the source of light. Taking this out of context here. And to this a thought came to my mind, and I soon see that from that light That moon-sized light came out tiny little lights, as unto from a distant portal. The little lights softly flew all over the scene. They resembled fireflies, but white in light. Beautiful in this calm nightly scene, as they went up their way to our left, somewhere up in the sky eventually. Having my eyes back to the waters before us, I noticed that on the corner of my eyes, there is a bright looking thing far beyond Jesus' right side. I looked, and there was a house, a modern looking house uphill. It had its lights on. The whole house was lit up with its light, and I sensed that there were some people over there gathering and enjoying an event. The front of the house was facing the shore, and the left side of the house, which was toward us. From there I noticed that there was a long stairs leading to the beach Jesus and I were at. I could spot also that the stairs ended in a little environment here below, with cut-out bushes and some flowers, which then led the way to the sandy shore, to the open of the sea. Behind me and Jesus were some tall trees. Everything was quiet. Only some cheerful noise, some cheerful energy coming from the house uphill. But where I and Jesus were, it was quiet. We were taking a refuge escape by coming down here. Just the two of us. Still looking at the scene around us, on the far end on our right side, more likely a hill going into the water. Up there I noticed a bonsai tree. It was rich in foliage, in pink light colors, and each leaf was shining. The tree possessed soft white pinkish light from the foliage. And then I thought, the moon, the remaining fireflies, and now the shimmering tree in the far distance in a contrast of a dark navy blue sky and water. Normally, there is no coal in heaven, but I now see a fire before us, and Jesus and I, we are covered with a light blanket. This blanket, I sensed, was a spiritual covering, one that helps the soul calm down. Because to be honest with you, as I was going through all of this using the sanctified imagination, there was obviously some opposition against my mind. The Lord, I remember, as I was pushing forth to still be there with the Lord on that beach, I noticed Jesus was telling me, suggesting to my spirit to discern between the fruits of everything that I see. To this, I went back and I tried again from the place that I have stopped, discerning that if it be a good thing, I keep it and I continue. If it be a bad, ill sin, I disregard it and I try anew from the last good sin. So, let's continue. The fire before us had some dry wood, and its flame cracked a little bit, releasing some little sparkle in the sky. And I reasoned, is there dry wood in heaven, Lord? Since there is no dead thing, how then it burns dry wood? The Lord speaks inside me, saying, well, nothing is impossible in heaven, right? Making me realize that there must be a substance resembling dry wood for the fire to have. He has his ways, I guess. The fire gently swirled here and there, releasing glimmering little lights in the sky. And I noticed, quietly observing the fire, the fire is dancing for you, Lord, I said to him in my heart. And he smiled at this thought while gazing at it. Somehow I find myself now holding a hovering flame in my hand, as if the size of a tennis ball. Jesus had one also. The little flame gave off such caring love for its master and Lord. It caressed Jesus' face. It did not burn us. It did no damage to Jesus' beard or his hair. A pure flame in love with its Lord. I looked at that little one in my own hand, and it felt so alive. We lingered with them for a while, and we ended up putting them back in the fire, joining the rest of the family in the fire. Being there and leaning on Jesus, the songs were still playing, and I fell into a peaceful rest of mind, soul, and body, being wooed in a state of almost falling asleep. But soon, the song, Victory in Jesus, it brings me out of it, and I open my eyes. I stopped the worship songs, and I went to discern if what I have seen until now was from the Lord. I got joy, and my heart leaped. I was encouraged to know that everything that I have experienced was actually from the Lord.